Well, hello everybody and welcome back to the Boiling Thoughts podcast. I am your host, David Perez, and today we have a really special episode ahead of us because it is going to be a birthday special. I just turned 19, April 8th. I'm not sure if you are listening on the actual day of my birthday, but I think I'm going to put out this episode on April 8th, which is essentially my birthday. So yeah, as I said, I am officially 19, and to say 19 is such a plain number, like, I don't feel like 19 has vibe. Like, that number, it just doesn't have a vibe. It's so weird. But also, it's like kind of a special birthday, or like a special year, because it's the last year I have the teen in my year. So like, this is the last year I'm going to be living as a teenager. Then I'll be in my early 20s, which feels scary but also exciting at the same time. So excited that I get to spend my birthday like this. I mean, I'm not actually recording this on my birthday, but we can pretend like I am. Like, let's pretend it's April 8th. I am celebrating. Yay. Thank you for joining me today. Thank you for being here on this special episode. I would like to start it off, as always, with the boiling thought of the day, and then we will get into the actual topic of today's episode, which I'm extremely excited about. I'm so excited about this topic because I'm so glad that I'll be able to share my personal experience and like an honest raw story, and then give like the tips and advice based off of that. So I'm really excited. This is going to be so good. But before that, we have a boiling thought for today's episode, which is like so random, but when wasn't it random actually? And the thought is that I don't know what I am going to do at college because I cannot bring my dog there. I just realized that when I leave for college in a matter of few months, I will be basically living without my dog, without Haruki. And I don't think I can get actually a dog and have it on like on the dorm. And I don't know, that seems just so scary to me. Like, I've been living for the past 3 years with a dog, and it just became like one of the biggest parts of my life, and I just cannot imagine my life without it anymore. Like, Haruki, what am I going to do without you? But most importantly, what is Haruki going to do without me? Like, please, if you left for college and you had like a great relationship with your dog, let me know what did you do, because I am going to break down. Like, I promise you there will be a whole episode about Haruki when I leave for college. Okay, this was such a random thought. I don't even know if I want to put it in the episode because this episode has such a great topic, and now I'm talking about a dog. I mean, dog is always a good topic, but let's move on. Okay, so we have the big elephant in the room ahead of us, the big topic we're going to discuss and talk about today, and that is confidence. How to build up confidence from scratch, how to gain confidence, how to maybe perfect your confidence in a healthy way. And maybe someone will need to downscale their confidence because it's too much. We will just talk about confidence today. And I think it's a really important topic to talk about, and very like universal topic as well, because everyone probably in their life deals with their confidence, and sometimes people need to work on building up their confidence from literally scratch, from zero to hero. Some people just need to find specific ways to perfect it in certain areas or in certain situations. And then there might be people that are so confident that they maybe should maybe chill a little to, you know, leave some for others as well. If you are my friend, listen, if you are my friend and you are listening to this, do not jump into conclusions. I know you have a certain opinion about my opinion on this topic, but let me talk. You can give me your opinion, but after you finish this whole episode, this is directed to my close friends. You exactly know who I'm directing this to, okay? You know who I'm talking about. I am looking at you. Okay, so confidence. I would like to first start off with sharing my personal story and experience with how I managed to build up my confidence, because by surprise, I didn't have it from the first day I was born. Or maybe no, let's not say it like this. So as far as I remember, I, as a kid, had probably like a very normal, generic, healthy amount of confidence when probably we didn't even realize what confidence is back then. I'm talking about like kindergarten and the first years of like middle school or preschool. And I never lacked confidence in a way where I would come into like the kindergarten or middle school essentially and feel somehow, you know, not social enough, or like I never lacked confidence, like the natural confidence as a kid, up until when we transferred into like different classes. When I was in my like first class for the first 4 years of middle school, totally normal kid, totally normal amount of confidence, like never lacked anything, never felt like I didn't belong into the class, never felt like I cannot make friends, like it was okay. But things took a turn when we changed classes, and that was fifth grade, so I was like, what, 11? And there were like all these new kids, and I just knew like two people from my old class, and then like the other 25 kids were completely like new to me, like I didn't know any of them. And what happened was that they all knew each other because they lived in a part of a town in like those apartment houses, all grouped up together. Like they knew each other for years. They always hung out together after school. They like played sports together, and they just were, you know, like friends. They had already like groups formed, and they just were like normal kids that already had relationships built together. And like those other two friends I had from my previous class, they were from that part of the town as well, so they knew each other too. And I think I was probably, me and one more guy, we were like the two only kids in the whole class that live in, that didn't live in that specific part of the town, but in like the suburbs. So we were like pretty remote, and we didn't get to hang out with our classmates essentially like after school, and when we went home we always went like totally opposite ways. So essentially that was the root of the problem that started with me, where I probably started lacking confidence because I started to feel a little excluded. But it's not something I can like, you know, blame on someone. Like I cannot blame it on my classmates, my like ex-classmates and those kids, because like it's not their fault, it's not my fault either though, but at the time I felt like it was. So you know, when you're a kid, you're like 11 or 12 years old, and you suddenly see that you are not included into a friend group, and you just feel like you're not part of, you know, the community in the class, and like everyone has something, they all have something like similar that they can share, something like mutual, and you are not part of it, it kind of makes your confidence like go down, because it starts to like weigh on you, because you feel like the problem is in you, when actually it's not. But I think at that age you like cannot really comprehend it and understand it. So that was like the root of my situation where I started like lacking confidence, because like this situation led into me not being able to be so confident while like meeting new people and making new connections. And you know what, I'm not going to sit here and like lie to you, I'm going to be very honest and open about it, because like I didn't always have the confidence I thankfully have today, and that's why I'm making this episode, to share this story with you, because I am like 100% sure there are other people that maybe have a similar experience or just can relate in general. So I am just trying to be really open about it. And after this situation in middle school, I changed schools again. I went into the high school that I am in right now. That's a high school in a totally different town. So I moved towns, and here goes the storyline. I went there with like a little bit of hope that things will magically change, and it will be a great experience because all of us will start like from the same level. I thought that all of us in high school will have like basically the same start, and we will be all standing on the same ground because it will be a new environment for all of us. No one will know each other. So it will be like very refreshing to be in a situation where you can relate to everyone. But I don't know why I thought this and no one warned me, because it definitely wasn't like this. I came into the high school and, you know, the same thing happened as in the middle school. Like, most of them were from the same town and I was like new there and didn't know anyone. Like, absolutely anyone. I didn't know a single person. And I thought that no one will know each other. I don't know why I thought that. Like, it was my fault, but it's something that, like, I can't blame on myself because I was a kid. And, you know, basically the same scenario happened all over again, which didn't help me at all. Like, still, it made me probably lack even more confidence at that point because I thought that I am, like, not social or interesting enough to make friends because I already saw people forming groups and having groups formed, like, before. So it was like not the best experience, but I wouldn't change a thing because these are the experiences that teach you the most. And it's never something I would blame on someone. I would never like put a blame on those classmates, on those people, on those friends, because it's 100% not their fault. Like, there's no one in the world waiting for you to make your life better and be your friend and like stand there with a sign like, "Hi, I'm waiting for you, ready to be at your hand and back and call." Like, I think it was a really great lesson that it like taught me that there's nothing that will just wait for me for free. Like, if I want something, I have to put in the effort and work towards it and, you know, put in the energy and try. Like, I cannot wait for things to just magically appear in my life, and I just cannot wait for people to magically appear in my life. And, you know, like, you can't assume that people will be ready for you waiting somewhere to fulfill your needs. Like, unfortunately, it's not like that. You have to build it. It has to be mutual. It has to be, you know, that's what a relationship is. And a friendship is a kind of a relationship that you have to build together. And, you know, these things are very closely like connected to confidence. Maybe you are like thinking you're really going off rails with this talk, but no, I think it will all make sense at the end of the day because like it's very tightly connected to confidence. Like, confidence doesn't leave or come to you like out of nowhere. There are a lot of factors that like contribute to the amount of confidence you have and pursue. And I think human relations and like friendships and relationships is like one of the most significantly influential factors on a person's confidence. And now probably everyone is waiting for the big climax. Like, what did you do? What happened that changed this? Like, what was the turning point in your life when you suddenly gained confidence and didn't have a problem with socializing and was able to make friends with anyone you desired to? Well, here is the thing. It didn't happen overnight. It didn't happen overnight and it didn't happen all of a sudden. I had to go through a lot of experiences that made me feel excluded and just like I don't belong in this like community to get myself to a point where I realized I need to start working on something. Like, I need to change something in my life to change this as well. Like, there's always a change needed within you to change something in the outer world as well. And I'm going to explain this. So right now I would like to change the structure of talking. I will be basically still talking about the experience, but now I will start connecting like the tips and advice to it so it like makes sense because it's like all connected together. So the thing that like made me realize that I lack confidence and that is the root of my and that is the root of my like problems with socializing is all of this that happened prior to it. So, you know, like at first I needed to realize and acknowledge that I have like these certain issues with like socializing and getting involved into like certain friend groups and communities and being able to fit in because of the lack of my confidence. And I needed to find the root of like, why is that so? And I think the most common problem is that like when a person isn't internally like aligned with themselves, and I say this all the time, but what I needed to do is to put like everything and everyone aside and focus on myself. And that's what you need to do. You need to really prioritize yourself to build your image and your vibe if I have to say it like this, that you will project to other people, and you need to be internally aligned with it and happy about it, and you need to like really like it. Like, you have to become the person you would like to meet, because you need to be the person yourself that when it walks into a room, people want to be your friends, people want to socialize with you, people are interested in you and your life, and you need to work on that only by yourself. So like, the first thing I had to do was to really put everyone aside and spend some time alone and figure out, okay, what are your hobbies? What are your intentions? What are your goals? What is your desired vibe, if I have to really say it like that, and like the look, the image you want to project into the world? And that's what I started doing during the quarantine, when I had a lot of time and space to do that, because we were locked up at our homes, we were forced to quarantine and put everyone aside, basically. So that was like a really great time that helped me realize all of these things. And you know, I started focusing on things I like doing. I started this podcast, I started streaming on Twitch, I started putting my energy into content creation, technology. And by that, what started happening is that I was having fun, I was enjoying what I'm doing, I was happy with like the image that created about myself and around me, because, you know, like, already I could have been acknowledged as the David that creates content and likes technology and is like very creative with like things online, and that's something like I aspire to be, you know. So I was happy with how I was perceived by other people and how I was perceived by me. So really focusing on yourself, finding your niche, and finding the image you want to project to the world that will be connected to your hobbies and the activities you really love doing in your core and in your soul is like the first thing you need to do. Also connected to this later, you should maybe, once you have this like crafted, acknowledge if you have some flaws to yourself. Like, if you have things about yourself like you might not like, some pet peeves and just flaws in general, and work on those. Like, it can be anything. It can be talking too loud, talking too quiet, having too much hand gestures, or, you know, like these small things that you kind of don't like when you do, and you just need to like focus on them and get rid of them. Like, you know, exclude them. And once you do this, that will be like another small step from a lot of those that lead to building up great healthy confidence. And you know, now that you have all of this crafted and perfected, you feel good. You feel good about yourself. You feel good about the things you are doing. You feel good about the image that you project. Now, when you go into a group of people, you know that you are like interesting. You have something to you that you can talk about. You have something that might interest people and spark a spark in them. And they will want to, you know, socialize with you and ask you questions. You know, once you have this perfected, you can start going out into public settings, into the group of friends you might make along the way while finding your hobbies. Because that's one of a great benefits as well, that when you start doing things you love, you probably will find people along the way that do the same things and you have the same interests, and you can be like great like support to each other. And that's something that will build up your confidence as well, because now you have perfected being satisfied with yourself. You are confident about yourself, about the way you are perceived, and now that you have people that might be similar to your interests and you do things together, you can give each other like tips on how to improve certain things. You can compliment each other, and that's like another step that like can lead you to a great healthy confidence. And I know it sounds really weird in theory, but in real life it like really works. You know, it's like a collection of these experiences and things and achievements that will lead to the big prize, which is a confidence. And also, I think a really, really important tip that probably everyone tells you is that you just cannot take yourself too seriously. You know, even a confident person has moments when something that they do might be, you know, funny, cringy, or just come off as maybe embarrassing. But, you know, that is the part of it. Like, we are not trying to reach perfection. we are trying to reach a healthy confidence. And you know what? This is like a really crucial factor while trying to get to the most confident yourself as possible, because when you will find yourself in a situation where you are probably like in a new setting, let's say, and you're like, I really want to go up to that person, introduce myself and start talking to them. And you're like, I have the confidence. I know that we will have a conversation to start. I know that we'll have stuff to talk about, but I am just like scared that I might come off as embarrassing because I'll just approach them out of nowhere. And that is where you will apply like this theory that you just can't take yourself seriously. Like, even though if they'll be like, what is this guy doing? Why is he just coming up to me and talking out of nowhere? And what? You might start a conversation that will lead to a great friendship and you will forget about it in a matter of days. And you will find yourself a great friend, because that's something that actually happened to me. Like, when I was moving into like a new town again with my parents, I am moving a lot, I realize now. Like, I've changed a lot of settings and towns and environments in my life, realizing now that I'm talking about all of it. So basically, when I moved to like a new environment around 1 year ago, I didn't know anybody there. So what I did was that I took my skateboard, went to the local skating like park, if I can call it that way, and just approached like random guys that were there. And I was like, hi, my name is David, blah, blah, blah. And I'm new here. Are you guys like skaters? Like, can we hang out together? And now we're like really great friends. So you always gotta take a chance and just don't think too much about it. And you know, even if you like embarrass yourself, then what? The world's not going to end. And usually it ends up pretty good. So you always gotta give it a try and just don't think about it too much and don't take yourself too seriously. You know, take risks, but healthy risks that won't affect you in like long term negatively, if you know what I mean. I'm sure you do. Like, don't do crazy stuff. But I'm sure you guys understand what I tried to say by what I said. I think this is it, what I have to say about gaining confidence, about my journey. And you know, I did it. I was able to really build up the confidence I have right now that I'm very grateful for from scratch. And I'm really happy with where I am right now in life, where I can socialize, meet new people and have like really great experiences thanks to the confidence I was able to build. Like, really, since I built up my confidence, I was able to really collect great experiences, meet amazing people that I would have never met if I didn't work on myself in that way. So that is why I think this episode is very important, and that is why I hope I was able to help you in some way, maybe give you an advice, and or maybe just give you like a peace of mind by telling you all of this and sharing my story. So I'm really, really glad you listened. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. Please make sure to subscribe and leave a review. I totally appreciate it. Do not forget to follow me on Instagram. It's the David Paris, and also the official Boiling Tots Instagram account, which is at Boiling Tots. And I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much again. I really appreciate all of you. And I hope you'll have a great rest of your day. Good luck with working on your confidence skills. And I am signing off. Have a great rest of your day. Goodbye.